mobile.
I'm crackly on that one, on the receive side too. I'm down here at exit 40. I missed my last chance to get Chick-fil-A before the office, but that's all right. I really wasn't bent on it anyway.
Sorry about that. But I'm sure it won't hurt any of us to miss a meal or two here and there. Yeah, I think relating it back to something, you know, even like flying the drones and stuff for the military, you know, that's the technology they're using, the basis of it, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, self-driving cars, the radars and it, you know, it's all radio waves, so it's all RF technology, so you could relate it back to a lot of that, and you could catch a lot more younger kids with that than you could the MCOM part of it.
Mega Mindstorm kits that have radars in them, and I don't know why, you know, I don't know why that's, you know, impossible to package that with ham radio, but yeah, no, definitely not your fault that I missed the stop. I'm actually not even that hungry this morning, which is why I kept on debating over it. I just decided to keep on driving, and I'll eat something later.
Well, maybe one day they'll figure out that they need a different approach to get younger kids in, younger people, not kids, but kids also. I mean, you got to do something that catches their attention. Not the same old thing over and over again. That doesn't work.
You know, as long as the, you know, the, I don't know how to do it, you know. The people who love MCOM are the people who love it, and they don't love anything else. And they, you know, it's, I don't know where it comes from. Is it some desire to be official or to carry a badge or whatever? But, you know, if you want to do that, just go to work for the government. You know, if you want to be an official, just go to work for the government. I don't know why. You know, I don't know why it has to be, you know, something, you know, hobbling ham radio.
Well, I think it still has a place, but, you know, it's not everything. There's more aspects to this hobby than that. I mean, the computer control part of it, the code that Dave likes writing for it, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's unlimited what the potential is if you just get people's imagination going in the right direction.
Something like GNU Radio, I don't know if you've ever seen that, but if you have an SDR, you know, GNU Radio is sort of like this building block software platform for SDR, and, you know, you throw the samples in there, and you can actually build an SSB receiver or an FM receiver, all kinds of things, do all kinds of digital signal processing right there with building blocks in GNU Radio. It's incredibly fun to play with, and it would be a great way to teach, you know, new people about radio, but I've not really seen it used too much in the context of getting somebody into the hobby.
Haven't either, but maybe someday something will come out of it, and instead of the same old horse over and over again.
Topic a little bit. Are you working the whole rest of the year, or are you taking some vacation?
I take the week off between Christmas and New Year, but I usually have to do my, or I, not usually, I always have to do my inventory, but it usually ends up taking me a day or two, and then I take the rest of the time just to relax and spend some time with family.
Inventory for the that end of year property tax or whatever it is.
Always fun.
She works in finance. She's a CPA and the accountant and finance manager for the company she works for. And I think they did physical inventory like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think they get it out of the way in November sometime. But yeah, it's always fun. But well, it's good that you're taking some time off. My last day at work this year is Friday this week, and it will probably be a short day. I'll make my appearance in the office and then kind of disappear after lunch sometime, but I'll be off from then until January 3rd, and I'm thinking about actually taking a week off at the beginning of January, too, just kind of making a nice long 3-week break. So haven't decided yet, but, you know, I never get to use all my vacation throughout the year, so I end up piling it on at the end.
You don't lose it if you don't use it. I hope you're not one of those companies.
Use it or lose it.
They pay you for it at least if you don't take it.
They don't pay for it, so you got to use it, and everybody does. So, like, the last 2 weeks of the year, the place is a ghost town for all the people that are taking their vacation.
That's what they're asking for, that when you do things like that, I guess. But I don't know. I think people need more time off. I know it. Our society focuses so much on work. I mean, you look at the Germans, for instance. I'm not anything for a socialist economy, okay? Don't take me that way. But I definitely think we could benefit from more time off for mental health and just all-around health in this country.
I think socialist about treating workers well and being good to people. I mean, that's not a socialist thing. That's just, you know, treating workers decently and making sure people don't get overworked and have, you know, mental time off and time off to spend with families. I think the whole European Union is, what, 6 weeks or something, mandatory minimum. And, you know, they also have laws that say, you know, you're not allowed to bother your employees when they're on their vacation. And that's not socialist either, you know. It's just being decent. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've gone on a vacation and my freaking work phone is ringing the entire time because, you know, there's nobody that can cover me while I'm gone. So I still end up having to work over my vacation. So, you know, in that respect, you know, I really appreciate what the European Union does. So I kind of wish we would do that stuff here.
That comes, they're expecting you to work and be at work when you're there. And that's where the American people want to take advantage of that. They don't want to work when they're supposed to be there. So, and then all they want to do is take their time off.
Get around being human, I guess, but I'm starting to lose a repeater. I'm getting down to exit 32, a little bit low where I start to lose it, so I'll stay 73 with you, Patrick. I hope you have a great day, and hope it goes better now that you're getting well and got your doors unfrozen. So have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. This is W2JKT 73.
That's good timing. I'm getting off of 25 right where I park anyway, so Eric, good to talk to you this morning. I hope you have a great day. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 73.